This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink and toast the weekend with a shout of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And today a 420 inspired Bad Choice Friday with Afro Man.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed.
Afro Man, because I got high, taking on the band known as Dash Rip Rock.
Let's get a spell to fight. Let's get a spell to fight. Let's get a spell to fight. Let's get a spell to fight.
Dash Rip Rock and Let's Go Smoke Some Pot, taking on Afro Man and Because I Got High on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day into the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Our question blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ariel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, my loves.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Happy, beautiful day.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Thanks. I'm actually the girl that called in the one time about her dress falling off when it got rainy at the fish show with the patches, and it got rainy and the whole dress fell off and I had to run naked through the whole theater.
And everyone that was there remembers that. Yes.
Yeah, they call that a fish show.
Yes, absolutely. So my story is really quick. So they always say, you know, the first time you smoke, it doesn't really kick in. Like the second time, maybe a little bit. The third time you get absolutely, you know, blasted. So it was one of the first times I had ever really smoked where it super kicked in. And I was like, mungies. And back in the day, we had, you know, those pizzas that you would put in the microwave that had that like cardboard circular silver thing.
Yeah, looked like aluminum foil, but wasn't. Right.
Yes. And it made like the crust crusty. So I'm diving into this pizza and I'm like, yeah, this is good. Like it, you know, it kind of hits the spot a little bit, but I keep like working on it and I'm like, why is it so dry? And I thought, you know, it's munchies. Of course I'm thirsty, but something wasn't right. You guys, I realized that I had cut through that cardboard thing and was actually eating that with the pizza.
Ooh, how much of it did you eat before you figured it out?
Like a little bit more than half of a slice.
Yeah. Damn.
And I chewed on it for like 10 minutes and I'm like, what is the problem? I'm like, what is going on? And then I looked and I was like, oh no.
Ariel, believe it or not, in the early days of frozen pizza, it tastes like cardboard anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
so, That is so, so true. Anyway, you guys enjoy the day. I love you, and I love Mike, and I love everybody. So.
Well, no, wow. Wonderful.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. She loves you.
Time for a divorce, Mike.
Weed week.
Tell your wife it's over.
Yep. We used to eat those terrible little Mama Celeste. Like the one she started when
they
we got
are
home
the
from school.
Absolute worst.
But right, and you had to put it on that little disc. And
but as a kid, didn't you think they were awesome?
Oh yeah,
you know, like I'd ask my mother,
pizza
like,
bagels.
Hey man, can I do a Mama Celeste? She's like, sure. I thought they were great. Now I'm like, these are crap.
They were so much better than the other options available at the time.
But there weren't a lot of options.
That's what I'm saying. In your house, I mean, you probably ate most of the good stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, because Mama Celeste was kind of like ramen noodles, where you could get like four for a dollar. That should have told us everything
That's
we need to know.
That's kind of how I remember it, too.
Oh, yeah. They got them for you because they're cheap and you're not bitching.
Make some Lipton soup.
Plus, I'm old enough to remember when we got a microwave. And it was like, oh, world's our oyster.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Things changed so much with the microwave.
Blake, Kevin, because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Mike, you never microwave a hot dog?
No.
Don't.
You had to put it in the bun. We had like a system. And then it was like wrap it in a paper towel and do it just for, was it 45 or a minute?
You put the bun in an almond?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. That bun's going to get stale fast, man.
Yeah, it's either super soft or it's hard like brick.
Yeah.
Right. I remember I put it, I thought it was genius. We got them the same thing. We'd had it for like a week. I want to try new things. Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies. Loved them.
Day, baby.
So I put it in the microwave just to warm it up a little bit. And I want to say I put it in for maybe 8 seconds. It turns into a ball of sugar. Seriously, like the brown one, like the whole thing with sugar. I was like, oh my God. No wonder it's so delicious.
Where's the oatmeal?
Doesn't exist. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hey, guys. Hey, speaking of hot dogs, I smoked out of a hot dog one time. Well, that's not my story.
All right.
Don't even worry about that. I don't want to talk about it.
That's a weird. I once smoked out of a hot dog, but don't bring it up.
Sounds like a real weenie roast.
I feel like you're a dude in prison went in for murder. How about you? They caught me smoking through a hot dog.
Euphemism?
Like a steamroller. Anyway, so I was at my best friend's house when we were like 19, and we had went on a bike ride hanging out, and we came back, and the garage was halfway open. And we just kind of, you know, slid under real quick. And we, before we went inside, stopped in the garage, ripped the bong, went inside, started vegging out on Xbox. We're chilling there 10 minutes, you know, and at the back sliding glass door is three cops walking up. And, like, I instantly, my heart is, like, racing. And I just look at him like, this is you. This is your house. You go talk to him. And so... they say, hey, we got a report of somebody breaking and entering into this house. And he's like, no, I live here. And he's like, you know, do you have any proof? And he's like, this is my dad's mail. He's like, can you call your dad? So we had to call his dad. And the police had to talk to him. And we were just freaking out. They're like, got it all sorted out. But for a second there, we were like, oh, God, we just got so high out of our mind.
But the whole situation, even though you realize they're not there for that, you're waiting for them to realize that you're high.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. Like, I know you're talking about something completely else, but like why do you look so nervous, son?
Came in here to get high, man.
I don't want to tell you, man.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, it's the thing. Why do you look so nervous? It's nothing to what you're talking about, I promise. I'm just really high. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Brian?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Well, first, I had a question. I think it was Steve. He said something about a wrestling coach, right?
About what?
A wrestling coach.
Oh, that was Ted.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about my old gym teacher.
Okay, so you were a wrestler, too?
1 year. Freshman year, I wrestled.
Okay. Well, awesome. Wrestling was cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, my story was, so I was probably in my early teens. I had to call in because we used to hunt. Yeah, we used to hunt on Fort Lewis.
All right.
Before it was joint. But anyway, you had to call in. I can't remember if it's a rec center or whatever. So you call in and be like, hey, I'm in the area, whatever, on Lake Squalchoo. I think that's what it was. And, you know, this name, that whatever. And then when he pulled up to the gate, you go in and get set up, and well, when I called in the night before, I was stoned then too, but we called in. I was like, yeah, you know, we're hunting duck, we're hunting goose tomorrow morning, this area, blah, blah, blah. We show up next day, got in, got set up. We're sitting out there, and we had like this perfect flock of geese fly right over us. And we're just out there, bang, 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 bang. We knocked a couple of them down. We went out and got them out of the lake. All of a sudden, MPs driving all the way around the lake. And I'm stoned once again because my surrogate father was into it. And so he's like, okay, you know, got to have a hit. You're sitting in the boat. You're freezing your butt off. You know, so we did. We went and got the geese. And all of a sudden, MPs are, hey, come over here. Come over here. Pull over here. So we pulled everything out. And both my surrogate father and his brother were out there because he had the license for us to get on there, or the ID or whatever it is. And they're like, well, we called in. We said goose and duck, but it happened to be the one weekend out of all of duck season that goose was closed.
So you couldn't hunt geese legally back then.
Weed week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, man.
Weed week. And I haven't stopped smoking since that day.
Blake happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
That phone call. Wow, man.
Getting it done.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
God, I almost fell asleep listening to that guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I was gonna say, I'm the guy that brought you the great story, Dirty Urn, so I'm sure you remember me.
Sure. Yeah.
But hey, so my story isn't me getting high. My story is about a bunch of guys that I used to hang around with that would get baked a lot, and I would always come over to the house and just watch them be stupid. And one night I came over, and they were high as a kite and still getting more high. And they said, hey, man, you know, none of us want to drive. Like, can you take us to, you know, to get some food? So I said, sure, you know. And we go to the 7-Eleven, and they're just, I mean, they're grabbing bags of chips, pepperoni, I mean, you name it, they're grabbing it. And he said, you know, we want to go see a movie. And I'm going to date myself here, but I said, all right, well, you know, what do you guys want to see? And they said, we heard there's this really cool movie called Lawnmower Man.
Oh, the Stephen King movie, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, sure. So we get in the car and we drive down to the Puyallup movie theaters.
Hang on. Ted, you're looking like you're not familiar with it.
No, I am. That just seems like a terrible idea to get stoned and go watch a horror movie.
That is what I'm thinking, yeah.
That's I'm just like, why?
Yes, exactly. So they're smuggling all their food in their sweatpants, right? So they walk in with chips in their sweatpants and, you know, every other thing under the sun. And we get in there, and I've never seen more puzzled faces in my entire life. As this movie's running, I'm looking down all five of these guys' faces, and literally a couple of them had drool coming out of their mouth. I didn't even know what to think as this movie is being played. And it was one of the best nights of my life watching five of my friends who were high as a kite watching Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. Now, do you smoke at all, man?
No, never have in my entire life. So that's why it was one of those things where I thought, you know what, it couldn't be a better place for me to take these guys than to go see that movie.
So no one's tried to slip you an edible, anything like that?
Never. No, I've been offered every drug under the sun. I've just never done it. I've been the DD my whole life. So.
Oh, good for you, man. You should start your own Uber.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is weird, but I know people that will just—they just don't smoke weed.
Right.
I do a lot of drugs.
They just don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know people who do other drugs, but don't smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not what they're into.
Right. I don't like the high. Yeah. You go. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Keep
calling
shooting.
You a hippie and stuff. Like, you rail through cocaine constantly.
Right.
Like,
that was always my issue. So I used to go to these kind of like late night, like after hours parties.
Yeah.
So like
a lot of coke in those.
There was. But, like, this, you know, this is kind of, I don't know if weed was legal yet, so I always bring, like, a blunt or two or, like, a bowl and be like, hey, man, let me just get a hit off that. I'm trying to calm down. And it's like, and they would just sit there and chief it and chief it. And I'm like, stop. And I brought weed to smoke weed.
Right. Not to get you down to normal.
Yeah.
Life. Why are you going back into the bathroom again?
Yeah, if it's been hours and they're out of their stuff, fine. But it's like, man, just let me and the one other stoner sit on the deck and have fun. Like, you guys are running in and out of that bathroom and quickly.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803 Rock.
It's really good stuff, man. How can you tell?
Right. Honestly, you can only tell if something's really bad. If it's good, you're happy, right?
Yeah.
This is the good stuff. Right. You're in a good mood. I get it, man. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Hola.
Bert, hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right.
Right on. So what happened, I had a little plants up in Darrington, and it was Nat. What is that? Nat Nemushka made?
What?
Yeah, it's kind of a Alaska plant that grows 15 feet tall.
Oh, okay. Brother, we can't help you, but we believe you. Weed week.
What happened? So then I brought some stuff down south, and what we did was put it in a room, and it got too big. So what we did, and yes, made cookies. It was 5 ounces to 12 cookies.
That's a lot
of weed, man. Jesus.
Anyway, so...
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
How do you talk that slow and still screw up?
You can feel the curse coming. Just
if
let
you're
it out,
driving though. 15 miles an hour, do not rear end somebody. How did this happen?
I needed subtitles on that.
I will say, where he's talking about, some of those country dudes, same thing. I acquired some cookies once and took them to Portland on a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And people were ingesting a lot of things, but we got to the strip club. Nobody could move. Because they're not big stoners. And they were like, how strong are these? I'm like, I don't know.
I got them
from a dude out in the sticks that vacuum sealed them and just said, try them.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, wow. Can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, no.
Thank you, man.
Hola, fellas. Thank you so much. I'd like to say, first off, dare I not insult you guys? I think you guys are just incredible and professional.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Especially coming from an idiot.
Make everybody's days, and you just do such a great job at your profession. So.
Seriously, thank you. We appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. Anyway.
And we effing know.
Yeah, we're awesome. We're in the Safeway Flyer this week.
We're great.
Miles ain't lying. We're in the Safeway Flyer, bitches. Yeah. We've hit a big time. Yeah, it's even hanging up in the office.
On sale, man. Getting that frame. Big time.
So, to preface this, I am totally THC intolerant. It doesn't work for me. I enjoy bourbon and beer.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
And so I'm a motorcycle racer. I'm at an event with a buddy, and it's getting late on in the day. And I decide to raid his cooler because I'm getting a little tired. Got a couple more hours to go. And I find some cookies. The classic. Find some delicious cookies, and I ate one. It was delicious. I ate 2, 3, 4, and 5.
You ate 5 of his cookies?
I ate 5 of his cookies.
Did you know they were laced?
Did you ask him if you could have a cookie?
I was stealing cookies.
All right, now you deserve whatever you got. If I bring cookies, brother,
you caught me. I'm stealing cookies.
I don't care if they're regular ass cookies, but I brought my cookies. You can have one of them without asking me. Now you're rifling through 5 of the cookies and you haven't even...
Hey, Todd, remember Miles in this moment. So when we do a show in the future and we say Miles can't be here, he's in lockup overnight for 1 too many goddamn grapes.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad for him.
No, I take 1 grape. I don't take 5.
No, I can accept that. It was my bad, but they were just too delicious. And I just had to have them. Maybe I had to have them because of what was in them.
I thought you said you were THC intolerant, though.
Well, I did, but I mean, I could have a nibble. I could have a nibble, but not that much. So by the time of the, by the time I was packing up, things started to go south. And I couldn't figure out why, because I hadn't had any beer or anything. So I'm like, there's a problem here. So I call my buddy. I was like, dude, what's up with your cookies? And he said, dude, what did you do? How many did you have? I said, five. I said, dude, those are quarter cookies. I make them myself.
Oh my God. Was he mad that you ate his cookies?
So- Say again?
Say, was he mad that you ate his cookies?
No, he was laughing his ass off.
I would have been like, dude, my cookies.
Man,
my cookies.
He was just laughing his butt off because I had gone way over the top.
Yep. How long were you high?
2 days.
Yeah. That's lesson learned. Don't steal a man's cookies.
That's how it works.
You could have one cookie. One cookie. And if you ask me again, you could have two or as many as you want. But you can't just take five cookies and not ask me if you can have any cookies. Am I wrong?
I'm stealing your cookies.
Am I wrong?
No.
Take five of a man's
cookies. I mean, the problem is, too, if they're good. I had a friend that made delicious snickerdoodles.
Right.
But we just left them out at a festival, and another friend, unbeknownst to us, who'd had a few beverages, like, we look over, and he's like, God damn, these are great. It's like, how many have you had? He was gone for hours.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. 99.9
KISW. Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Marijuana. Our question, blank happened because I got high, 206-803-ROCK.
Mike, have you picked the background music today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You went there and I like that. Mm-hmm. Nice little touch. Mike the Stoner. That's what we call him around here.
I'm impressed you had I Got Five on it. Most people don't even know what that song's about.
Right.
Well, to be fair, I was given a list, so.
Oh.
Now, I chose from that list because I like that song. But.
All right.
Okay.
I will say the best story I ever had is, like, I'd been in Seattle a couple years. I'm in, like, a place that has a DJ, and they're playing it. This tall brother is singing that song, and finally just tap him and go, five, man. He's like, oh, pretty sure it's vibe. Like, no, five. They're buying weed.
He was saying vibe?
Yeah, he was like, I got vibe on it.
Okay. Like,
how long did you let him go before you finally said, like, damn it, man.
Was he a black guy?
Yeah.
This had to be embarrassing.
I don't think he was happy I told him.
Right, exactly.
That's like a weird superhero in the black community. The white savior. Okay. Listen, help. Before you lose all of your street cred, I just wanted to let you know it's five.
Help my ignorant ass out. What does it mean?
No, they're just talking about going to buy a bag of weed or whatever. So he's just, the chorus is him just saying, I got five on it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so he's chipping in.
Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, literally, he's chipping in. He's got five on it.
Bye, man.
Blank happened because I got high, 206-803-ROCK. Vote now, by the way, on Bad Choice Friday. That's on the way as well.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
First time calling, but I'd like to say I really enjoy your show.
Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, man.
Thank you for calling.
Well, when I was in high school, sophomore year, just about the time you're supposed to get your driver's license and stuff, we always would go out and get super stoned at lunch. And I think I did at least two joints this time because we got back to my math class and me and my buddy Jimmy, his last name was Hendricks, but as Jimmy wasn't his first name, but
okay.
We always call him Jimmy. And we were in there and we were talking, laughing at each other, and they said, well, you know what? We're not good head rush. Why don't we hyperventilate? So we sit there and tuck our ear in and out, and hold our breath. And we did a couple times. And next thing I know, I'm waking up on the floor, and the teacher's picking me up off the floor. And I go, you're all right? You're all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And I sat back down. But I know he looked at us, and our eyes were blazing, you know? So we left the class. Nothing happened. It was like whatever, nothing said. I went to the next class, and at the end of that, there's a note from the nurse who wants to see me in the office. I'm going, no way I'm going down there. I'm still. And so I just left, went home, came back the next day, and I get called down again to the nurse's office. So I'm first thing in the morning, everything's fine. I didn't wake and bake back in high school necessarily.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Yeah, you I mean, it's high school. Yeah, nice. You waited till lunch.
Yeah, you got to get at least halfway through the day.
That's what I preach to my kids.
Yeah, so nurse is there, and the driver's ed teacher standing there says, we saw the teacher reported that you passed out in class the other day and stuff, and you're going to have to go to the doctor before you get to go to driver's ed, and we're going to need a report from your doctor. So I couldn't get out of that. I got out of getting caught for smoking at school, 3-day suspension. I got sick, stayed home, and forged the handwriting. They signed a note. They didn't talk to anybody back then, so.
They had the good old days, what we call them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to go to the doctor, and now I'm at the doctor's office. Oh, yeah.
Once again, Metro Jeez. Colors, Jeez, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Messing around, yes. Yeah.
Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Okay. I like that guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, there's a certain tone, or I don't know. What? Like, I'm not shocked when he's like, "Sir, I spoke in high school."
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We got a couple of those today. We're like, "Well, it's high school." That's what I started. Like, yeah.
Okay. I am stunned. Thank God I'm sitting down.
Blank happened because I got high. 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Candace. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went to. My husband's best friend, like his brother, passed away a few years ago. We went to his funeral, and a lot of people knew this guy. He was a great guy. He was really funny. And so there was a lot of people there. They were streaming, and he was a stoner. So before we went in to like say our goodbyes and all of that, we smoked a little and, we're feeling good and we're hanging out, and we get in there, and they've decided to have this friend of the family that most of us had never met that was like a Buddhist priest or something. Like, he was like a holy man, this little white guy. And it kind of reminded me of Leslie Jordan. And he gets up there, and he starts...
This is weird already.
Like, yeah, and so he gets up there, and he's like, well, I know these people. They're really good people. And I used to go to a Southern Black church in North Carolina. And to be clear, the person who passed away is a black guy. So he's like, so I'm Buddhist now, but I used to sing in the church. So I want to sing a hymn.
Oh, boy.
So he starts singing this hymn. And he's going and he's going. And he's like, and it's to the point where they basically try to, like, play him off the stage like they would do at the Emmys. Sits down and other people come up, and I get up, my husband gets up, and his brother and his mom and everybody gets up. And then they were going to have one of us read letters from his aunts who were not able to be there. And so instead of having us do it because we were too emotional, they had him do it. By this point, we're pretty baked, and we're trying to keep it together because we're emotional. And this little Leslie Jordan white dude in a bunk outfit starts reading these letters, hand to God, like a Southern black lady.
Oh, my God.
And we were hit, like, everything I could do to not just, like, cry laughing. And we are all looking at each other like, what is happening right now? But, like, nobody could say anything. And then he starts dancing, and he's like, just, it was the weirdest situation I have ever been in. And then wanted to stay for family pictures, so we had to, like, usher him out. It was, and the only thing that I guess made it better is that knowing him, he would have been sitting there laughing hysterically with us, going, what is this dude doing right now?
Maybe he knew exactly what he was doing and hired this guy ahead of time.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him, but it was just the look of like shock horror on all of these people's faces and the rest of us who were stone. It was probably the best funeral I've ever been to, but also maybe one of the most awkward funerals I've ever been to.
Yeah, I guess the guy just wasn't getting the hint that he probably needed to leave.
And he just kept dancing and singing and church hymns. It was the weirdest, but it was awesome. So, yeah.
I'll be honest with Dan. I would hire him to conduct my funeral.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, look, he's not even trying to be weird. He just is.
He hung out, took pictures.
I know. Like, yeah, with the family.
Good luck getting him to leave. Blank happened because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
You ever laughed at a funeral?
Yeah.
And I don't mean because somebody told a witty anecdote, but I mean, like, you shouldn't be laughing. And you're laughing at a funeral.
Not really. I mean, I'm laughing because you're telling stories and having a good time with friends.
You're supposed to laugh.
But
there's only one time. It was my grandmother, my great grandmother. One of the two had passed, and they had a friend who was remarkably still alive. I mean, she looked like the crypt keeper. They brought her up there, but she had known my grandmother or great grandmother for like 80 years, whatever it was. Something remarkable. She was sad. She was also in the choir. Now, I don't know what she did in the choir, but she insisted she was in the choir, and so she sang a cappella solo. Whatever she sang, I cannot explain what this woman's voice sounded like. It was a very somber occasion. It was heavy. Yeah. And this woman starts singing. And I just remember my aunt was sitting in front of me, right? And she's in tears, and it was very sad. My aunt just whips her head around, looks at me and my brother. And that was it, man. Me and my brother just dying back there. But now we're getting like these death rays from my mother. Mm-hmm. You know, she hears us chuckling, and we can't stop, man. We're kids. And my brother finally just points at this woman singing. Then my mother, like, the corner of her mouth curls up a little bit. Now she's trying not to laugh. And now I realize as I'm looking at the backs of my aunt and my mother, and clearly my mother is now explaining to my father, because he wanted to kill us too, what we're laughing at. Then his shoulders are bounced, and we're all quiet. But we were so obviously laughing that we're getting mean mugged by the people on the other side of the church. And it's like, look, we understand you guys don't understand how bad and shrill and terrible and weird this is, man, but it's not law, and there's nothing we can do until she stops singing. Soon as she was done singing, it wasn't funny anymore. But the whole time she's up there, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, older people, too, don't mind. They don't seem to have couth.
What do you mean?
I went to a memorial service, and me and my friends got there right as it's starting. So, like, as we're walking in, we're getting, like, the last three seats. And this woman in front of me turns around and is like, you can't sit there. And I'm just like, right? It's already, the ceremony's starting. I'm like, oh, it's a funeral. What's the big deal? And she's like, no, and you got to help me move this chair. And I'm like, why? And she's saying something, and I'm like, why? And she points to the back and uses a term we don't use anymore that starts with an R. And it's like, because that person's...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And I said it, and I was like, okay, I'll help move the chair.
Yeah.
Please, first of all, 2020, right? Like, don't say that word again.
Jeez.
I'm going to make you help me by making it awkward.
Yeah.
Blank cabin because I got high, 206-803-ROCK.
Let's get this funeral on the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, dudes.
Hola.
So this was probably about 10 years ago, and probably like I was in Elkin, California, and I was playing in a band, and we got we were flying from Oakland to Detroit in the morning. A buddy of mine, it was the bass player, myself, the guitar player, and a friend of ours made these like highly potent brownies. And he told us, he's like, listen, you want to eat this by quarters because they're so potent. So fast forward, like we wake up around like 7 o'clock in the morning, fly out Saturday morning, and I'm with my buddy. And to best way to describe him, he's kind of like a Palestinian Tim Duncan. Like really, really sweet guy.
That's pretty specific.
Just, like, mannerisms,
all right.
Everything.
So he's a very chill guy. But he's very tall.
Super into Jewish priest, but super chill.
Okay.
So
your average Palestinian
Tim Duncan that's into Judas Priest. Come on, Ted.
But Borden, my bad.
Yeah, keep up.
Dude, he's the best, I swear. He's like my brother.
He's got great fundamentals.
So we're packing up to go to the airport, and you know, we got the heads, we got the guitars, the pedals and stuff. And I look over and I see him like put in like brownie. I was like, buddy, I'm like, dude, how much did you eat? And he's like, I ate the whole thing. I'm like, dude, no, man. Dude, you're only supposed to eat like a quarter of it at a time. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So girlfriend drives us to the airport. We get to the airport. He immediately, like, starts to feel it. And, you know, when I say he's a Palestinian Tim Brown, it's like summertime. You know, my dude's getting a little bit brown. You know, he's getting a little bit sun. So, like, basically, like, we get to the airport, I look at him, and he's, like, pale gray. And I'm like, oh, God. So I'm like, I got to take care of this guy. I went and grabbed him, like, a bagel, some orange juice, checked in on him, and he's like, do we still have to go through TSA? I was like, yeah, buddy, we still do. Fear, like, the fear of God is, like, in him going through TSA. So when he's going through TSA, he's looking at me and he's just like mouthing words and stuff. And I'm just like, dude, just keep it together. We're getting through. So we get through, we get on the airplane and I'm like, hey, listen, buddy, like, I want you to listen to some of the samples we're going to put on the record, you know? And he's like, okay. And I get on the airport, it's on the airplane, puts the headphones on. And the top of his lungs is that he's like, I can't hear anything. It's too low. I can't hear anything. And then all of a sudden I look around and like everyone in the airplane is looking at this guy like he's going to hijack it, dude, straight up. You're like clutching the pearls and all that kind of stuff. So dude, I'm almost like, oh my God. He's like, I'm like, basically I get him water. We chill out. Stuff. He's like listening. He's like looking at me. Everyone on that plane is looking at us the whole time. And then we get off to the Chicago. We got the airplane and there was like some college football game that was going on. And basically he walked over and he pointed and like there was probably a crew of like eight dudes that were staring at us. And then I was just like, okay, that's it. We're going. So basically like about an hour after that, you know, he started settling down and the agent came up to us. Like, you know, during the labor, he's like, is he okay? I was like, yeah, he's fine. He's like, he doesn't look too good. I was like, well, he just had, like a little bit of food poisoning, but he'll be fine.
Chicken.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Chicken. It's the chicken again.
It's the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken, exactly. So, but yeah, that's what happened. We basically, like, had this whole stoned out of our minds, dude, completely stoned out of our minds, thinking that everyone on this airplane was watching us and thought we were going to hijack it. So,
well, you said it looks like Palestinian Tim Duncan. Somebody brought you.
Palestinian Tim Duncan's going to hijack the plane.
Blank cabin because I got high. 206-803-ROCK.
Very specific.
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Puff, pass, bitches.
Hola.
What's up, Willie?
I've been loving these stories. This has been great, especially the edibles. I love it. Okay, 96, I was traveling, first time to Europe, went to Amsterdam, of course, had to go purchase an eighth from one of the shops, and then we went traveling all around Europe by train. I was sharing this potent stuff with people in Germany and in France. God, I smoked a J with some people in France at Jim Morrison's Headstone, all of that. Get down and run out, but I've been saving these roaches. I've got a cigar tube. I've been saving the roaches because I'm going to, you know, finish this off. Well, short story long, I get on the airplane, fly back to Seattle, and the dog stops me at the bottom of the escalator. The dog's, like, very interested in me, and the guy says, if we search your stuff, are we gonna find anything? And I'm like, Oh no. I think, So they took me into a little back room and they go through all of my stuff. And yeah, there it is. They weighed it 0.5 gram. It cost me $500 to leave that airport. It was the most expensive 0.5 gram it's probably ever been purchased.
Well, you know, but considering the adventures you had in Europe, you know,
it's worth it.
Yeah, I know it's $500, but at the same point in time, think of the good times you had.
I'd be like, take my $500,
right?
No doubt about it. Beats the alternative, man.
That's all it's gonna cost me, man. I'm just.
I mean, I like to think I'd be a little more careful traveling international, but yeah, I mean, it happens.
But when you're
so used to just tossing those tubes in your backpack,
yep.
Plane cabin because I got high. 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right, so my story basically goes back when I was in high school, early 2000s, hanging with the buddies and doing the normal stuff, smoking and playing PlayStation, Tony Hawk to be exact.
Nice.
So we sit around and we're smoking just normal, and then all of a sudden I got super paranoid, just had a bad trip, everything's wrong. And then, like, oh, I can't take this no more. So I get up and I just had to run home, just ran home. And then so, like, you know, go to bed, wake up, you know, would do the same thing the next day. I'm like, man, that was weird. Smoke again, same thing happened. Got super paranoid. I'm like, what the heck? I had to get up. I ran home. So it didn't even matter, like, where I was, at a party, drinking or whatnot. My better judgment's out the window. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll smoke. I'll smoke again. It'll be like 10, 15 miles away from my house. I still had to go home. So basically, I can't smoke.
All right.
It gets me super paranoid. Just want to leave the situation.
That's fair, man. Look, if you can't get past that, then weed is never going to be fun, right?
And sometimes, like, you throw it, like, sometimes even if you're seasoned, but you had a few beverages. I mean, I did it in Scottsdale last year. We were, like, sitting out the hotel room.
I
just looked at my buddy and went, dude, I'm kind of messed up. Can we just go back to your place? And he's like, we're in Arizona.
Oh.
I was like,
no.
Oh, and he's like, you want to get in an Uber and go back to the hotel? I was like, good call.
Ted versus the FCC is on the way, and we get your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.